in the office of Joe Ryan. Gina speaking.
Hello, Gina. It's Mr. Cordell speaking.
Hiya.
I'm just phoning up to find out if there's been any updates in regards to my case.
Hang on, what's the address?
109 Burncroft Avenue.
Burncroft. Hang on one sec, I'll just check on the system.
Alright, thank you.
Which case? I've got two for you.
What are the two, may I ask, that you have?
One was something to do with your mum. And the other one was... What's this one? From your mum, I presume.
Yeah, my mother's been writing in regards to my behalf. She's been acting as my appropriate adult or supportive person. And basically, she's putting complaints in regards to the way that I've been treated by public government officials, namely Edmonton Police, the Enfield Council, Metropolitan Police and the Enfield Council. I can prove that they've acted fraudulently and they've tried to steal my home with a possession order, creating fraudulent paperwork. They've darkened my name, had to put me in hospital in that false in paperwork. I can prove all these things because I've took copies of their timestamps and that their histories from their computers, and I can prove the days like I'm being accused of things. I weren't even living in my house. My number one aim is to get prosecution brought against these people, and that's why I'm trying. I've gone through their complaints procedures, but they've failed me. So now I've gone to the MPs, yourselves, and my mum has, because you're the mechanism in between who should be able to control these civil servants. I don't think they should be at work. The number one thing I think that should have happened is I think they should have all been suspended for impending further investigations. I thought I'd been one of the first things that the MPs actually make happen once I put them in.
We can't make that happen. That's each individual company,
body.
Whatever, you know, body. Thank you. They have their own processes that we can't be sure that happens.
Yeah, right,
so I'm just having a look.
Okay.
So Alice sent an email off attaching the letter of complaint from your mum. That was only on the 10th, so that's 3 days ago.
She's only just sent that off on the tip because what actually happened in 2014? Me and my mum must have messaged the council, was going through their procedures and that, because they've put an 8-year curfew on me. When the 8-year curfew is for the organisation of illegal raves. They never arrested me. They forgot to arrest me. Even if I did get arrested for the organisation of illegal raves, say you did or I did, the maximum sentence would be 6 months and a 20 grand fine. Somehow they've gave me this thing called like a civil cases where they can do a standalone ASBO, which is the key word, or a CBO ASBO. What a CBO ASBO means is if you get arrested, for a criminal case, something that's illegal, the police or the council could put a CBO ASBO on you after criminal conviction. Now, if they don't arrest somebody, they can put a standalone ASBO on you for like kicking a football up the wall. Now, they've put a standalone ASBO on me, So it's not even a criminal conviction. It don't go on my criminal record. I should never be able to get punished for it. It's against the law to be punished. It's just a deterrent, a standalone ASBO is, yeah? Now, they've put a standalone ASBO on me, called it the Organisation of Illegal Raves, forgot to arrest me, gave me an 2 years for the injunction, 5 years for the ASBO. That's 7-year curfew. Plus, I read a year for a curfew for another case. That's 8 years of my life. I've been locked in my house since I was 32 years old till I'm 40 years old. I've got another 2 years to go till I'm allowed out of my house. Now, the police officers that done all this to me forged all the paperwork, all their timestamps are backwards. I'm not the right colour skin to fit the crime, They said that white people committed it. I'm an IC3, So, on top of that,
what's an
IC3? IC3s, they class that as a black person. IC1's a white person. IC1's a white person. IC3's a black person. I'm an IC3. I'm classed as a black person. I'm trying to prove to them, I'm not even the right colour skin. Now, they're telling me I've got to ride another 2-year curfew, mate. I'm scared to walk outside of my house before 10 o'clock. Because the coppers are still working in the area. No one will discipline them, so now I can't even walk out of my house before 10 because they're all sending their mates to my house every day to get me, to cover all this up. And I don't think it's fair. I want prosecution brought against them, and I don't want to ride to them.
But if you're talking about prosecution, prosecution, they have to do a proper investigation to get the facts.
I agree with that.
Unless you're talking about civil stuff, which means you're going to have to go and see a solicitor to take civil proceedings, if that's at all possible. What I can assure you is that when I say Aleph sent it off, this was the last one. I'm looking through the case. There's been loads of emails going backwards and forwards from Aleph to the council, from Aleph to this, you know. So it's not that she's only just sent it off. This is the last one. Your mum sent one in, and basically it was a copy that she'd sent to Ian Davis, Sarah Carey, Jeremy Chambers, James Rolfe,
May I say something to you? See Jeremy Chambers, yeah? He's the legal law for governance for the Enfield Council. Yeah, now if you write into Google Jeremy Chambers and gross misconduct, it comes up all over the internet that he's been done for sexual assault in the last council that he worked for. Jeremy Chambers, then Enfield Council took him on. Then because Enfield Council and the Metropolitan Police together have to make an ASBO application and normally have victims. They never had no victims, so each police officer forged up four statements each. They all pretended to go to four people's houses each police officer. They wrote in a third perspective statement, and none of them have got the signatures of the victims at the bottom of them. Now, because they've all done that, the Metropolitan Police and the Council did, and gave me 9 years. Say, like I'm saying, a standalone ASBO is for kicking football up the wall. If you go to prison, you can get early release from prison on curfew, yeah? You can get a tag on that. A tag is a form of punishment, or a curfew is a form of punishment. A curfew should never be inside a standalone ASBO, let alone anything else. I should never be riding a curfew if it's for something that's not even a criminal offence or unpunishable. You know, I've had to ride since I was 32 till I'm phoning the police up. When I'm phoning the police, I record them, and they're telling me down the phone, "You've been robbed, Simon. There's nothing you can do about it." So I've made 220 phone calls to the police. They start spreading like scandals in my name, I believe that's fair to say that now, and to scare me at my own country. And I don't think that this is fair, that the government officials should be able to act like this and turn my neighbours and civil members of the public into people doing stuff like this. Me and my partner Shannon never ever argued to this date now. Yeah, we were seeing each other from 14 to 16, and they were doing this in our names. And I don't think this is fair what's happened. All I've asked for is for someone to call an emergency application back to the court and to admit that trespass wasn't present. That's an error in law, yeah? Not negligence or misconduct. That way no one gets in trouble, none of the public servants, but I'd get an apology for the error in law at least. Which means that I can maybe fix my life. Now, instead of doing that, they've called emergency applications the other way, put possession orders in, put another two injunction orders on me, forced me into hospital twice. I've had the doctors come out to me 125 days in the last 5 years I've had to spend with the doctors, and every single time I've been told there's nothing wrong with me. Yeah, and throughout the whole of this. So there's 125 times through the last... In the first ASBO, the second I went to trial, I went to trial at the court, yeah, after 2 years. When I went to trial at Highbury, 15 police officers turned up only, all the highest ranking officers. No witnesses would turn up, even though I was requesting it. Now, after we ripped them to pieces because they didn't have no witnesses. In the court, they're all getting off the stand going, "Oh, we're sorry," and things like that to the judge. At the end of it, the judge still set me up and gave me the ASBO. When I left the courtroom, the judge and that have had to send the ASBO folders to my solicitor firm, Michael Carroll and Co. Now, I've had to go and collect the folders from Michael Carroll's office myself. So now, the court sent a hard copy to Michael Carroll. Now, I didn't know, when I collected the folders, on the third page, it threatens me at my bail conditions. It says, "Attend court and diss us, and we're going to remand." Yeah, so they threatened. Now, I couldn't prove whether my solicitor, Josie, wrote that in there, because she was a bit upset with me at the time, or whether Sally Gilchrist, the legal executive director who turned up every time for Renfrew Council and the police to all the court cases, done it. Now, what's happened is, since then, Lemmy, who's a council official, Sally Gilchrist has sent the paperwork over to the council after I got found guilty, supposedly, and I couldn't prove who put these claims, who put these threats in it, my solicitor or Sally. Now, what's happened is, Lemmy's made this perception session all done. He's lost his temper. In the recording, I tell Lemmy, can you go to the first ASBO? Your company made it. And can you see the missing signatures? Now, I've got that in recording. Now, he goes to the in his offices. He gets the first ASBO. He takes the frets out of it on the third page. And then he puts it in his possession order on page 258. If you go to, like, his injunction order on horrific corruption.
But
go
to. I'm really sorry. You're going into loads of detail, right?
Yeah, sorry.
But the question was, what does your solicitor say about it?
Yeah, my solicitor got threatened on the third page, and I thought it might have been her. It says, if anyone attends court again and to help me, they're going to remand and they're going to remand. Now, they've made proper threats, scribbled it out at the writing and made it out of my bail conditions.
But now, if that's unlawful, then your solicitor should be standing up against
them.
The frets were
quite bad that Sally Gilchrist put in the folder. If you look at they're really bad. Like, what my bail conditions are, if you attend a rave, attend an estate, an estate after 10 o'clock. Now, what they've done is they've scribbled out of all of my bail conditions and made the frets. Now, what happened is, Lemmy, when he started the company in October, he's put all of them frets inside of his new possession order and injunction order, and he emailed it to me and my mother. Now, I've never had it emailed. I had to collect the copy from the solicitor firm. So now, because Lemmy's emailed it to me, it proves that Sally Gilchrist made them threats, and she handed the folder over to Enfield Council. And Lemmy's been nastier after I've told him about the missing signatures. Took the threats out and put them in his injunction order on page 248 or 58. It is on Lemmy's first on Lemmy's indexed. If you go to Lemmy's indexed injunction and go to.
I can't, because we don't have access to all that information.
I've got a website where I put all brand new folders called horrificcorruption.com. If you go to horrificcorruption.com, I've got a full report for every day of what's happened to me. The police, all the police's books are built brand new in digital format, so you can go to the first ASBO, see the missing signatures. All the audios are going up. I've got like another 200, 300 recordings that I'm transcribing right now that are going up, which proves everything that's happened. You can go to horrificcorruption.com, click on the index, Lemmy's index under evidence, look at the book, the PDF book, and go to page 248 or 58, and you see.
Is it horrific? What? Because I won't be able to do it from here.
Horrificcorruption.com.
Corruption.com
is the website.
I won't be able to look at it from this site because
it's our internet. If you went to horrificcorruption.com and you went, for instance, to the 4th of October 2015 in my diary, and in the 4th of October 2015, you see that I was put on bail conditions not to live at my home but stay at my mother's. Now you can see on the, if you go to the first, if you open up another website tab and you go to the first injunction order made by Lemmy, if you go to page 43 on the first injunction order as well, what you will see is the Matthew Yilligan's council history, and you see all their first complaints that they have made to the council. You notice when you look at the 4th of October 15, I wasn't living at my house, so it was impossible for all these claims to be true. They were all made up when I weren't even in my house. Yeah, and then the whole of this whole thing that they've all done is built up over that there. So
I don't know the ins and outs of this case, but to me, I would get a solicitor onto it.
I show solicitors and they're scared, I'm telling you. When I show them the paper.
It's not about being scared, they do the law. It's not about being scared. They get paid for this thing, you know. I don't buy that, if you want my honest opinion.
When I bring
they're not taking it, and I don't think it's scared. They know the law.
The threats in it are just so bad, and the corruption actually in it, where it's saying, oh, well, white people done it. The missing signatures for a start, each police officer doing so many, 4 or 5 coppers doing that with missing signatures each. All the timestamps to the 999 call centre going backwards, where they've made the paperwork up and everything. Yeah, yeah, you can see it all, yeah? And
I'm really sorry to cut this short, but there's someone waiting.
I'd appreciate your time. Thank you today.
However, thank you.
Can I have a meeting with somebody?
You've got to allow 2 weeks for them to give us a response.
Okay, what about the actual police and actually having the ASBO taken off, the first ASBO taken off of me?
Or I don't know how that would happen. You'd have to discuss that with the caseworker, but when she responds with the response from them, with your mum's last email, then you can discuss that at that time, because I don't know, that might have been it. They may address it, they may not address it. So wait and see what that response says. And then going forward, once they'll have contacted you guys.
If they do try to keep me on curfew till I'm 40 in here, knowing that they've never arrested me and it's against the law, will you actually help me and get me and stop that from happening? And
I don't know, that's what I'm trying to say.
Does the MPs have the powers to stop that?
Not as far as I'm aware, no, because we're not trained in law, whereas solicitors are. This is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I understand.
Wait and see what comes back from them.
Can I ask something?
And then cross that bridge.
When it comes, yeah, but I've been locked in my house for 5 years making phone calls. 5 years, and
there's no point running before even seeing what their response is.
Yeah, I understand that. And what was I just going to say? Seeing that you say you're not trained in law and stuff, I can appreciate that. But you know, my understanding of the MPs now is like before the Queen could cut our heads off and our hands off and that if people were doing stuff in this country. So they put the Magna Carta in place here after the Statue of Merton. The Statue of Merton gave the people the right to live on the land, the first concrete thing. Then we had our Magna Carta, which gives us the rights to liberties, to a jury, and to our independence, to have an opinion on things. That's why a parliament was created. Now, that gives you that. Now, what will you that do is you're a balance in between the mechanism, in between all of the government bodies' buildings. When something.
There's only so much we can do.
Yeah, but when you hear that there's fraud to this extent and someone's proving it to you and that they're being held hostage in their house and being tortured.
The proof, this is what I'm saying, it needs an investigation.
The police won't investigate themselves because the police have done this.
But even someone else do an investigation into what you've produced.
The Supreme Court Lady Howe. The Supreme Court Lady Howe is the next stage after the courts, yeah?
Right, and you're going to need a legal representative in those courts. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, I understand that, but they've threatened the legal representatives.
They're threatening the legal representatives. Me and I knew it was against the law, and that is my job. That's what I'm getting paid for. Do you see what I mean? I'm not sure people are being entirely honest as to. I'm not saying it's not happening, but I'm not buying that. I don't. You know.
Go to page 248 on the second in the on Lemmy's index folder to page 248 of 58.
Keep going back to these folders. I haven't seen them. I haven't got access. Like I told you, I can't even look at them from here.
I appreciate that. Thank you for listening to me today.
No,
I hope. Thank you.
I'm really sorry you're in this position.
But above you is the European Convention, yeah, and that's where I'm ready to go now. My paperwork's ready for the European Convention.
You're quoting courts and justice systems and stuff. That's not what we're set up to do.
No, you're set up if something.
I know that we don't.
You can pass a bill through Parliament, and you can make sure that a new stipulation or regulation comes into the system, into society. You maintain society, the mechanisms around society.
Let me make a suggestion, my lovely. Put it in writing to Joan, saying, this is what I would like you to do. Is it possible for you to do that? She'll have a look at it, and she'll say, yes, it's something I'm able to do, or no, it's not. If you put it in writing, without bringing everything in, just you can give her, you know, I've got a case ongoing with you at the moment, but this is what I would like for you to do. Are you able to? She'll have a look at it. Yes, we can, or no, we can't.
That's exactly what I'm looking for. Some straightforward answers.
But I think what isn't helping, bringing all, and I know it's frustrating, I know you shouldn't be going through what you're going through, but keep bringing it up. Going all around the houses.
Because it's joint circular. Joint circular means that they're acting as a group of people.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a bigger picture. Bringing everything into this conversation, you rang up to find out if there was a response. I've got loads of ins and outs of a case that I shouldn't have, so we need to direct that the right way. And the way, like I've just said, the way to do that is write a letter to Jo, asking her, this is what I would like you to do. Is that something you can do? If it's the issue, say, yes, it is, and I'll do whatever. Or, no, I'm sorry, I can't, but you might be able to try this. Yeah, you need to put it in writing, simple, not all dragged it. You, do you know what I mean?
That's what I was trying to arrange a meeting the other day. The other day, I phoned up and asked if I can have a meeting instead, where I can bring the evidence down to you, like, sit down and go over everything, because it is quite a big thing.
We're not set up for that. You need to ask if that is something we can do, first and foremost. If it's a yes, they'll say, this is what needs to happen next. Come in or whatever, yeah? But you need to put that request into writing so everyone's clear as to what it is you would like, yeah?
Yeah.
Because right now, we're going back and forwards with Lemmy's team, trying to find out different things.
Lemmy's team forged the first ASBO, Pat and Steve inside it did together. And then Lemmy's team forced a possession order. Then on top of the possession order, they enforced another injunction. Then another injunction order. It's the same team.
I understand. What I've just told you what you have to do. You have to put
I'm going to do it.
Because we're going round and round in circles, and I really do need to get on.
I appreciate that. I'm going to let you go, madam. Thank you. You've been a great help.
Bye.